Hey, news coming through yesterday, Stephen, got me a little bit interested because I just assumed that the Seven Network had the contract for the rights to the broadcast Olympic Games for ever and a day. That's what I assumed. But we learned that yesterday Channel 9 were at the table and have taken over the rights for the Olympic Games starting in Paris next year for the next five editions, in fact. And I want to find out more about this. Colin Smith, Managing Director for Global Media and Sports, has joined us on the line to help us through it. Hello, Cole.
Morning. How are we?
We are very, very well. Now, you spent plenty of time at the negotiating table when it comes to rights in global sports. How did this happen?
So, it's very interesting. I think Channel 9 really wanted it, and I think Channel 7 was okay, but not as keen. But I think Channel 9 saw this as a real opportunity because what it gives them is another, what I call a tentpole sport. In other words, 2 weeks of mass television, which Australians will follow, and they embraced it.
So they seem to be two-week specialists. They've got the Australian Open, which they paid a fortune for, to be a part of the broadcast there and get that to the masses. Now the Olympics. But they're little windows, Colin. Are they worth what they're paid for them?
So a really good question. And remember also they've got the French Open, Wimbledon, and the US Open as well.
Yep.
So they've got these
the Grand
two-week
Slams.
Windows. Now, the advantage of these two-week windows is what you call halo. And what that means is during that 2 weeks when, in essence, you've got most of the Australian viewership, you can promote all of your shows leading up to and after the event. And that's been very successful historically for Channel 7, for the Australian Open, and very successful now for Channel 9 with the Australian Open. So they're not just dependent on the viewership they get for those two-week events, but it promotes their entire schedule going forward.
What do you call that effect? The halo effect, did you?
That's exactly right, the halo effect.
Right, okay, that makes sense. So what sort of blow is it to Channel 7, who have been synonymous? And we were talking just before, but through the summer, we had callers that would give us a call or SMSs that would text us and say, oh, I kept going to Channel 7 for the tennis and Channel 9 for the cricket, but I got the other thing when I got there. Channel 7 in the Olympics seems like it's just how TV has been forever and a day. How big a blow is it for 7?
It's going to be a significant change for them, certainly, because now Channel 9 will lead, all, as you said, these two-week events that are really embraced by Australians. And it's going to be a loss for them. I have to say that Channel 7 did a superb coverage of the Tokyo Olympic Games and, frankly, also in Beijing. And, you know, with the challenges of COVID, bringing families into the houses to watch their children compete was quite special. So there's some learning for Channel 9 out of that, but I think it's a real plus for Channel 9. And the other part that is interesting out of this is the first time in 12 years that a subscription TV broadcaster, in other words, Stan Sport, is part of the licensing arrangement by the IOC in Australia. So the IOC will be not only has appointed Channel 9, but it has also appointed Stan Sport as its subscription TV broadcaster.
Mm. So it's $305 million over the five events, so that's about $60 million a pop. Good value?
If they maximise the halo and these new sports they're bringing in, so it's attracting more Gen Z to watch the Olympic Games, yes, it will pay off.
And the 2032, I mean, that's a real cherry on top,
the fact
that it's the home one. I mean, you're really time to cash in with the home Olympics.
Absolutely. And the other, I'll have I'll go out there and say one of the other upsides for 2032, I believe, will be the inclusion of T20 cricket, which will be huge. And that will be both men and women, and we've seen the hundreds of millions of dollars over the last 2 weeks being invested into Women's Premier League in India. So that's going to be massive. And if you think about the Indian subcontinent, that's like Pakistan, India, Sri Lanka, Bangladesh, that's going to be huge, and that's got huge followings in Australia as well. So all of a sudden, that event, and it could also possibly be in LA, will be huge.
Well, it's a bit to look forward to for fans of the Channel 9 network, because next year it starts with Paris for the Olympic Games in 2024. Colin, we appreciate your insight into the negotiations and how it all unfolds. We're looking forward to that halo effect. Thanks for your time.
Pleasure. Cheers.